Beitza, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav, 4-6. In the previous Mishnah, we had said that wood that hasn't been otherwise specifically designated is mukta and can only be used as firewood. Here we'll have a shita, Rabbi Eliezer, who disagrees. He's more lenient. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, notel adam kisa mishlefanav lachatzos bo shinav. He says a person could take a piece of wood that's around him, mishlefanav, meaning in his home, and it's not mukta. And therefore, if he wants to, he can use it not just for firewood, but also he can break off a piece and use it as like a toothpick to clean out his teeth. The words exactly mean, notel adam kisam, a person can break off like a twig or like a toothpick, a sliver, mishlefanav, that's the important word here, from wood that is in front of him, meaning wood that's in his house already, since it's been designated for use, says Rabbi Eliezer, not just firewood use, but also other uses, like, for example, toothpick use. Lachatzos boshinav, to chatzitza, to intercede, to stick and intercede between his teeth. That's his first din. And the second din is, umigabev minachatzer umadlik. A person could gather together stubble, little piece of kindling from his chatzer, function that's what we'd call like a backyard. In fact, the chatzer was like a front shared front living area, as we know. And umadlik, and use that wood that he collects, that kindling, little bits and pieces, as a, you know, kindling for his fire. This is a second chiddush. So this is saying that the word megavev, like remember kash and gvava? Gvava is like stubble, little bits and pieces of kindling. So megavev is to gather together little bits and pieces of wood. And he's saying, Rabbi Lezer is saying, anything in the chatzer out there, even if it's not in your house, and it's lying around, it's considered to be mukhan, ready for use. And as much as a person thinks going into Yom Tov, I'll use the little bits and pieces of kindling wood that's sprinkled around my chatzer and collect them on Yom Tov to use them for making a fire. So he holds they're not mukta. Shakol mash b'chatzer mukhan hu, says Rabbi Eliezer, anything in the chatzer is at least passively considered to be mukhan, ready for use on Yom Tov, for at least for kindling purposes. The Chachamim Omrim, the Chacham disagree on both those points, and they say, Megabev Mishlafanav. They say you only can collect kindling from wood that's in front of you, meaning wood that's inside of your home, because wood outside in the Chatzer is Mukta. And with that, Umadlik you can light with, but that's all you can do. You can only light with it, meaning it's only for, as we said in the previous Mishnah, for kindling, for burning purposes. But you would not be allowed to break off like a twig or a sliver or a splinter from even firewood in your home, which is not mukta for burning, and use it as a toothpick, because it's only for use as firewood and not for other purposes, like, for example, as a toothpick. Interestingly, the Chacham would agree that it's mutter to take a twig from like straw that's put in front of animals to eat, because once it's put in front of animals in the manger, the avos, so then once it's designated for animal consumption, it's not considered mukta at all, and you could take it from there. And the halach in all these cases follows the chachamim, meaning that wood is mukta except for use as kindling, but you could take it from the avos, the manger, the animal's food, if you so desired.